Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. The Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Miket, Shabbos Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Tov Shin Pei Vav. It's been a tough week here in the city of Cleveland. Two Cleveland icons were nifter over on Chanukah. Rav David Yehuda ben Rav Noach, Rav David Lippins. Zichrein Livracha, and Rav Mordechai Doiv, and Rav Chaim Baruch, Mr. Murray Kovel, Zichrein Livracha, two of the Amudim, and the Yesodais of creating Cleveland as the Ir HaTorah VaHaChesed that it is today. These were two Cleveland icons, and Bames, the Pasuk tells us in Zechariah, V'achid Eshloisha Haroyim B'Yerach Echod. Marantinus brings this pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take away three royim, three shepherds in 1 month. Just a mere couple of weeks ago, in the month of Kislev as well, Rebbe Zev ben Achaver, Rebbe Chaim Yitzchak, Spiro, Halevi Spiro, Abi Spiro, Zichroni Livracha, who was also from the same Tkufa, and also one of those who established so much here in Cleveland. In his later years, he moved to Baltimore. He was also Nifter. Three Rayim who were Nifter B'Yerach Echad. It's a great loss for our community. Very interesting, by the Levayas of all of them, they highlighted very similar things. Kavod Rabbanim, kavod for Beis HaKnesses, and for Tefillah. Diktuk in Shiurim and Achzokas HaTorah and Kavod for Rabbanim. Very interesting. Shleisha Roy Miyerach Echad. I just want to end off with a tefillah. I saw that in one tkufa there was, as we know, in 1985, 86, three Gedolim were nifted, the Stipler, Moshe and Reb Yankiv. Stipler was earlier in Av, and then in the next year in Adar. As we know, Rav Moshe and Rav Yankiv were Rav Yankiv first, and then Rav Moshe was Nifter. And I saw that Rav Chaim Stein got up, Zichroinu Livrach, and he said that when a Talmud Chacham that's Nifter, it's like a Sefer Torah Shesoraf. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, the most that we take out in one shot are three Sifrei Torah. Like the Shabbos, three Sifrei Torah are going to be taken out. You've already taken three Sifrei Torah from us, Shen Genuk. It was the tefillah from Reb Chaim Stein. And that's the same tefillah we have. V'achid eshloisha harayim yerach echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away three exemplary balabatim, mekirei Torah, who are all zoicha, tubonin v'chasnin rabbonon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're taking out three sifrei Torah this Shabbos, should be an eis rotzin for Klal Yisrael. Pum fakert. Chanukah, which has turned for us to a time of a bit of an avil, which is not allowed on Chanukah to a degree. Avil is about the okay, but haspedim. But it should continue, it should turn into continuous days of simchas and yeshuas for Klal Yisrael. So the shir should be Lilu Nishmasam. Parshas Miketz, we're going to learn a Meshech Chachma that's mamish, maybe three lines. But as we will see, and not only that, Meir Simcha ends off at the end, Upashut. And as we'll see, Bamison, it's not so pashut. Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun Aleph. Vayikro Yosef Hashem HaBuchar Menashe. Yosef called the name of his firstborn Menashe. Ki Nashani Elikim Eskol Amali Ve'ez Kol Beis Avi. Because Hashem has made me forget Eskol Amali Ve'ez Kol Beis Avi.
Aleph, Nun Aleph.
So, says Rav Meir Simcha, and the truth is, it's really on the next pasuk as well. V'sasheni, Shem Hasheni Kara Ephraim, Kifrani Elikim Beretz Anya, Kadosh Baruch has made me fruitful in The land, the Lashon of the Targum is Shibudi, place where I was am enslaved, where I was captured. So Meir Simcha is bothered by a question here. How come the Pasuk does not say Ki Amar? For example, Perichav Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis, when they name the Shvatim. Perichav Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Here, it says Vayikra Yoishem Achar Menashe, and it doesn't say Ki Omar because he said Ki Nashani Elikim is Kol Amoli. The Chayr, if he's giving a reason for the name, he should say it. Now the truth is, the Ibn Ezra here says, keep on losing the place. Zokt Ibn Ezra, Ki Nashani Elikim, Taimoi Ki Omar. It's as if it says Ki Omar. It's as if it says Ki Omar. But Rameir Simcha is bothered by this. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayikra Shema Gershem, Ki Omar, Ger Yisi Beretz Nochriya. Why doesn't say Ki Omar? So, let us give a hakdama here before we get to the words of Rameir Simcha. As we know, later on in Parshas Vayechi, Yosef wants to go and bury his father. Vayomer Pare Alei Ukvoris Avicha Kasher Hishbiacha. Pare says, go up and bury your father like you swore. Says Rashi, what's Kasher Hishbiacha? If not for the Shvuah, I wouldn't let you go. Gemara and Taita Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Why? Because Pare was afraid to tell him, who cares if your father made you swear, so be over on the Shvuah. Shalo Yoimar, Im Kein Ever Al Shvuah, Shenishbati Lach. Because Yosef might say to him, that I'll be over on the Shvuah that I made to you. What was the Shvuah I made to you? So the Gemara and Taita Lamed Vav, also Negiah to this week's Parsha, where Pare wants to make Yosef the viceroy over Mitzrayim, and he says, "Ubiladecha lo yarim ish es yadai." No one's going to lift up a hand if not for you. Says the Gemara. Amr Rav Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan b'shal shamal ay Pare liyosef when Pare said ubiladecha lo yarim ish es yadai. Amr tzadig ay Pare eved shalachi rabim v'asim kesef tam shalei oleinu. A slave that was bought for 20 kesef, she's going to become the ruler? Amalehen no genuni malchus ani rebo asi simonim of malchus. Chach magvura yaifi, says Rashi. Amrullah yim ken yaidea b'shivim lashon. If he's going to be a king, we have to make sure he knows all 70 languages. But Gavriel v'lim the shivim lashon. So Gavriel came and taught Yosef 70 lashonis. Le'av kagamar, he couldn't understand it. Yosef layach oisachas mishmai shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'lamed shenemar edus b'Yosef samay b'teis al eretz Mitzrayim. So they put the name, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Gavriel was Yosef oisachas from mishmai shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu a hey, and then he was able to learn, like it says, edus b'Yosef samay b'teis al eretz Mitzrayim. And the end of the pasuk Rashi says is svasli yadati yeshma. I was able to understand languages that I didn't know. Lemachar, so that what happened? The next day, Paro came to test him. Kalishon d'ishtoi Paro b'hadei, any lashon that Paro spoke to him, ahadalei. So Yosef was able to answer him. Ishtoi iu b'lashon hakodesh, but then Yosef started talking lashon hakodesh. Lo'avikayodem av Omar. Paro didn't understand it. So Amalei, Paro said, teach it to me, and he couldn't learn it. So Amalei, shtabali d'le migalis. Make a shvuah that you're not going to reveal this. Ishtabale. So Yosef made that shvuah. So now when he came along and he said to Pare, my father made you make a shvuah. Pare says, no problem, go be shayel on the shvuah. If I'm going to go be shayel on that shvuah, I'm going to be shayel on your shvuah as well. So therefore, even though he's not happy, Paro, he told him, "Alei kvaras avicha kasher hishpiacha." Azoy zakt the Gemara in Taita, and Azoy bring to Rashi here in Parshas Vayechi. Now, The Gemara is not 100% clear, I don't think. The Gemara says, he told him to make a shvua. Make a shvua. What exactly was the shvua? Ishtabali deloy megalis. Don't reveal it. So Rashi Baya says, Shenishbati loch shalei agale aloshen akadesh ani makir oidev al shivim loshen vata incha makir bay. I'm not going to reveal that loshen kaidesh I know above the 70 languages and you don't know. Kedisim sechta saita. Frak the Siv Sechacha, I'm sorry, the Siv Sechamim brings from the Re'im, from Eliyahu Mizrahi, v'yesh l'tmaya. He's very bothered here. Eichur shel ledaber imecha b'lashon ha-kodesh, uchetepirsh Rashi al-posuk kifi ha-medaber aleichem. In next week's Parsha, Yosef is going to speak to the brothers, and he's going to bring a raya, kifi ha-medaber aleichem. Look, I'm talking lashon ha-kodesh, you know it's really me. Frek the Reim, how was he allowed to speak Lashon HaKodesh? Didn't he make a Shavua? Yesh Loimar. Now let's look up the Reim inside. Dr. Reim. And this is the Reim in Parsha Vayechi again. Evral Shavua, Kedisa Besaita. He brings the Gemara. Ishtabis Deloy Mishtais Bahai Lishna. The Re'im brings that the Gemara says he made him make a Shavua that he's not going to talk that Lashon. We read the Gemara, and the way Rashi explains it here in Parshas Vayechi, that he's not going to be Megala, the Parai didn't know the 71st Lashon, Lashon HaKadosh. The Re'im has a Gemara that says, make a Shavua that you're not going to talk Lashon HaKadosh. Yesh Lutmaya, so on that freck the Re'im, Eichur Shel Ledaber Imecha B'Lashon HaKadosh, so the Reim says, if that's true, how is he able to talk to his brothers? Don't talk to any Mitzriim, Loshen HaKodesh, because Par was afraid that if he talks to the Mitzriim, they're going to Mitzriim are going to chap that Yosef knows more, one more Loshen than Parai. And they're going to throw Parah out of the Malchus. Kafi shemash kosa benimusem shein shemachad yochel limnachalem ken yedea kol ha-shaynes. Avol, mishar anshi dam eloi ha-makbid. So Pari was only nervous about the Mitzriim finding out that he doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. So says the Reim, maybe the Shavua was, don't talk to any Egyptians. But stam, your brothers or anyone else from somewhere else, you could. Avalein zu svara nechayna, zok the Reim. It's not a good svara. Because if he talks to other people, eventually the Mitzriim are going to find out about it too, and Mameli have the same problem. So, he sort of blibes by a question here, the Reim, and he doesn't understand, if there was such a Shavua, that he can't talk Lashon HaKodesh, how was he allowed to talk to his brothers? Now, the Siv Sechamim, when he brings this down, he brings the Re'im, and he brings the Teretz. And he says, the Tanai was only not to speak to Egyptians, but when Yosef was speaking to his brothers, there was no one else there. He doesn't bring the Siv Sechamim that the Re'im didn't like this Teretz. Ikasha ha-kasha, but then he brings from Nachas Yaakov, v'hal kol divri ha-melitzei b'loshen ha-kodesh, v'shama yar ben mitzriyim. L'chayr, what's going on over here? When the Melitz, the interpreter between the brothers and Yosef, the interpreter was talking Lashon HaKodesh. There were Mitzriim there. V'yikashim yididei adidei. T'bepasuk kibiyam medaber kosev sh'arbi Mitzriim ha'yoydin asoy. Im keimat te'elis b'shvua sh'yosef lo'yidaber boy. V'harbi me'atzim yidaberum boy. So he's bothered, v'yikashim yididei adidei, because over there the Reim says on the pasuk, kibiyam medaber aleichem, in Parshas Miketz, by Yigash, I'm sorry, next week's Parsha. Let's find it here. So, there's a long Reim over here. And one of the problems is that I think there's a long rhyme here. No, I'm sorry. Where is Kifi Hamadabra Aleichem? Okay, Kifi Hamadabra Aleichem HaKadosh. So the Reim is asking, what exactly was the raya? He says, "Einechem royis v'chvoidi." V'shani achichem shani mo. Rashi says, "V'oiki pia medaber aleichem." So the question is, how to read that Rashi over there? And in that shtickle in the Reim, it should say, "The loshen hakodesh." He says, "Loshen hakodesh," which was known by many Mitzrayim. It wasn't so far. Eretz Canaan, he says, "Ain't a Avish a Rivas a Loshen Gam in a Ray Gemur Meish a Loshen Azel Loshen Bnei Eretz Canaan U Mistam a Rav Mitzrayim a Yoidim a Sok Eretz Canaan Mitzrayim Kravis a Moid Eretz Mitzrayim and Canaan are very close to each other. So of course, I'm sure the Mitzrayim knew it. So Mamela, what's going on over here? So Frekta Nachas Yaakov, what's going on over here that the Re'im understands that there was a Shvuah that he shouldn't talk Loshen HaKadosh? L'chayre, a lot of Mitzrayim talk Loshen HaKadosh. So what's it going to help that Yosef's not going to talk Loshen HaKadosh, but Mitzrayim anyways are talking Loshen HaKadosh? That's what the Nachas Yaakov asks, and he writes over there, Ayin Sham, Siv Tzchom says, Ayin Sham Sheherich. So the truth is, let's look at the Marsha in Saita. The Marsha in Saita, also on this Gemara, he writes, so the first thing is the Marsha is telling us that Loshen HaKadosh is not part of the 70 Lashinus. 70 Lashinus. Not part of the 70 Lashinus. Now, when the Re'im the Lashon the Reim brought was, it's written in Nimuseyam that no one could be the king unless he knows all Lashinus. The Marsha says it doesn't say that. It says he has to know the 70 Lashinus. He doesn't have to know Lashon HaKadosh. It's not one of the 70 Lashinus. So then what's the problem? He could still be king par without knowing Lashon HaKadosh. Alo mishum deganai halal paroi she Yosef yada b'loshen echad she Lashon HaKadosh Yosef ayin Lashon v'hu lo yada l'hashiv loy. He says the problem was it's not bakovedik, it's a ganai. Yosef knows one more Lashon than paroi. That means to say, if Yosef's going to walk into paroi and he's going to say Hamelech mashlamcha, that's not Lashon HaKadosh, mashlamcha, he's going to say to him, he won't know what to answer. And that's a gnai. Not it's a chisaron in his malchus. So Hashda, says the Marsha, ein mokim l'kushis hara'im gabe pi ha-medaber dei chur she Yosef l'dabri mocha b'loshen ha-kodesh. It's not shver the Reim's kasha by pi ha-medaber. Now it's interesting. We know this Reim's kasha is not on that pasuk. When you learn this Marsha, you would probably go look on that pasuk. You wouldn't see it there. It's in Parshas Vayechi, by the Shvuah, which brings this Gemara and asks from there, from Pi HaMedaber, "Deparlei Ashbe Ela Mishum Gnai Shelo Yishtoi Imai Kaven Shelo Yuchal Hashiv Lei." There's no problem of Yosef knowing more than Paroi. It's no problem Yosef knowing Lashon HaKadosh. He could talk to whomever he wants in Lashon HaKadosh. He can't just the Shvuah was, "Don't talk to me in Lashon HaKadosh." Why? Because it's a Gnai and a Bizoyan. It's a Gnai and a Bizoyan. I won't be able to answer you. That's what the Marsha says. So now, we have over here, just to recap, we have a Gemara that tells us that Yosef knew Lashon HaKadosh and Parah did not. The Gemara says that Parah made him a Shvuah, that he is not going to be Megale al Lashon HaKadosh. That's Lashon HaGemara, that's the way Rashi in Parshas Vayechi explains it, that I will not be Megale, that I know more than you. V'ato eincha makar boy. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. The Re'em seems to explain the Gemara differently, that the Shavuah was, don't talk Lashon HaKodesh at all. Don't talk Lashon HaKodesh at all, because if you do, then they're going to find out that I don't know Lashon HaKodesh, and because of that, I don't know all the languages, I can't be king anymore. And then, Frek the Re'em, if that's true, how did Yosef talk Lashon HaKodesh to his brothers? The Marsha is understanding the Gemara that there's no real chisarin in power not knowing the 71st language, because the law was he has to know 70 languages. However, the chisarin is if he's going to come and talk to Paro in Lashon HaKodesh, and Paro can't talk back, it's a bizarre for the Malchus. So the shvu was, don't talk to me in Lashon HaKodesh. Don't talk to me in Lashon HaKodesh. That's the way the Marsha seems to learn. Now, the Emes, you have to know, when you look at the Gemara, as we read the Gemara says, Ishtabeli, Deloy Megalis, that you won't reveal it. Which is what seems to be like Rashi in Parshas Vayechi, not like the Reim, and also not like the Marsha even. Not like the Marsha. The Dikduke Seifrim, over there in that Gemara in Lamed Vav, he brings another girsa in the Gemara that says, Ishtaba deloy mishtois b'hai lishna. Shvua that you won't talk in that Lashon. And Zakt, the Dikduke Seifrim on the bottom, he says, the Re'em in Parshas Vayechi had that girsa. Because that's, we read the Re'em. The Re'em said, Ki Isa b'saita, Ishtabe deloy mishtois b'hai lishna, don't talk that Lashon entirely. Don't talk that Lashon entirely. So on that fact, the Re'em, if he can't talk it entirely, how did he talk to his brothers? He didn't have the girsa like Rashi. So when you look at, when you learn the Rashi in Barjas Vayechi, and then you read the Sif Sachamim, you wonder, what's going on over here? What's going on over here? The Shavuah was not to be Megala. And fact, the Re'em, so how did he talk Lashon HaKodesh? We're talking about that. Tarot says there was really different girsa here. There was different girsa that the Re'em had in the Gemara. Now the Marsha, I can't tell you what the girsa of the Marsha was. The Marsha is saying the way he understands not to talk doesn't mean to anyone, it just means to Paroi, so the Re'em's kash is not shver. What's the Lashon of? So the Lashon of the Marsha had the girsa deloy megalele. He had that girsa. He says, V'hadishtabivar deloy megalele doesn't mean don't tell the world, because I don't have to know it. Megalele means don't talk to me. Totally different var. Megalele, don't talk to me in Lashon HaKodesh. I know your words works it into the words megalele, but that's how the Marsha learns. So we have here a very big machlaikis in what Yosef was allowed and not allowed to do with Lashon HaKodesh. Now let's get back to Rav Meir Simcha. Rav Meir Simcha was bothered by a question. He named him Menashe. Menashe is a name in Lashon HaKodesh. What was the background of that name? Nashani Elikimis Kalamoli Beis Kalbeisavi. Indian of forgetting. Nashani. Ephraim Ki Ephraim Likim Beretzani. He didn't say Ki Omar. So Dr. Meir Simcha. Well, Iksiv Ki Omar Ki Nashani Ki Derech HaKosuv. Mipnei Sheparoi Lo Yoda Lashon HaKodesh. Paro didn't know Lashon HaKodesh. V'Yosef Nishba Shelo Yigal Ezeh. And Yosef made a shvua that he's not going to reveal this. He's not going to reveal this. Lachain. Now what wasn't he allowed to reveal? What wasn't he allowed to reveal? What was he allowed to reveal? If he wasn't allowed to reveal that Paroi does not know Lashon HaKodesh, which means to say Yosef is allowed to talk Lashon HaKodesh, and that's how he talked to his brothers. There's no problem. But he's not allowed to reveal that Paroi doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. So what's the problem over here? Let him announce to the world. You know why I called him Menashe? Because Menashe is a Hebrew word that means Nashani. And Ephraim is a Hebrew word that means Ephrani. However, if the Shvuah was like the Re'em had the Girsa, that he is not going to talk in Lashon HaKodesh at all, he's not going to talk in Lashon HaKodesh at all, so then he has a problem here. He's going to name his kid Menashe, his son Menashe, and his son Ephraim, but he can't give the background to the name because no one knows Lashon HaKodesh. If no one knows Lashon HaKodesh, and he's not allowed to speak Lashon HaKodesh, because he cannot reveal to the world that he knows Lashon HaKodesh, like the Re'eim says, because if he talks Lashon HaKodesh, people are going to say, oh, Paroi doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh, he can't be the king anymore. So the Shavuot was not to talk Lashon HaKodesh. Zokter Mer Simcha Lechein Lehoye Yochel Lefarsim Tam HaShemayis. Therefore, Yosef was not able to be Mefarsim the Tam HaShemayis, because they only have a reason for them in Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, the Pasuk says, he called him Menashe. Why did he call him Kinashani Elikim? He called him Ephraim Ki Ephraim Keretzvani. But Ki Omar, he couldn't say it. Why? Because it was a Shavua not to talk Lashon HaKodesh. There was a Shavua not to talk Lashon HaKodesh. U Pashut. So even though Remeir Simcha is saying it's Pashut, it's Takanatso Pashut, because there's a real big background here. And even though, I want to point out, even though Remeir Simcha uses the words of the Gemara of Yosef, Nishva Shalei Yigale Zeh, you have to say that he's understanding it means not to talk Lashon HaKodesh at all, L'chaira, I would think so, because if it's just not to be Megala that Pari doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh, so then he could call him Ephraim and Menashe, and how's anyone going to know that Pari understands or doesn't understand? Why is that a chisaron in the Shavua? And the same thing is with, that's why he's allowed to talk to his brothers in Lashon HaKodesh, because the Shavua was not to be Megal that Pari doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. So he could talk all he wants, he can name his kids all he wants, what's the problem? So even though Remeir Simcha has the Girsa like our Gemara, B'Yosef Nishba Shalei Yigalezeh, but he seems to be learning that he meant that he's not going to talk Lashon HaKodesh at all. And therefore, because of that, like the Re'eim, and the Re'eim in Pashut seems to have the Girsa in the Gemara like that, not just he's learning it like that, but he had the Girsa in the Gemara like that, so Memela, Zokter Meir Simcha, he could not say in the Pasuk, Ki Omar, rather, this is the reason, but Yosef was not able to say it. I think it's Devarim, Mesukim, Midvash. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Afreilich and Chanukah. Agud Shabbos, Agud in Chodesh. Kol Tov.